We're about to hear from someone who held a leadership role at Twitter through years of crises and upheaval at the company. When Russians interfered in U.S. elections in 2016, Yoel Roth was there.
So these would be accounts that were pretending to be Americans to try and influence certain parts of the conversation.
Yoel Roth was there when Twitter made a major decision after the events of January 6th, 2021.
The president's Twitter account has been suspended.
And he was there when Elon Musk took over last month.
There are a lot of really talented people at Twitter that I think can take the company in a lot of interesting new directions.
The day after those two men held that Twitter Spaces chat with advertisers, Yoel Roth resigned. His title had been head of trust and safety. And now he has agreed to talk to us. Yoel, thank you so much for coming back on All Things Considered.
Thank you for having me.
Well, it's been a couple of weeks since you left Twitter. So when you look back over your shoulder and see the company from the outside, what stands out to you most right now?
Twitter appears to be in a moment of transition. And that seems obvious, perhaps, given there was just a $44 billion corporate transition.
Right.
But also the identity and the soul of the company are in transition. Hmm. If Twitter looks more or less the same as it did, that's not surprising. But I'd also say it's very much still too soon to tell whether we are in the Twitter of the future or what that future even might be.
Some people, instead of the word transition, would use implosion or some other destructive term. That's not the term you chose. Why not?
You know, I think large tech companies like Twitter have a massive amount of inertia. And I think that inertia can be both a force for good and a force for bad. At its worst, inertia can cause companies like Twitter to be too slow to respond to emergent threats and issues. But the flip side of inertia is it also makes it a lot harder for things to immediately collapse. And Twitter is a company with engineering excellence that built a world-class product of policies that were crafted thoughtfully and documented publicly and were enforced rigorously. Those are all things that, even if you want to dismantle them, take some amount of time to change. And I think that's informing what we see from the company today.
You said that Twitter is in a moment of transition, and I want to talk about what that transition means for users, including outside of the U.S., where most Twitter users are. I spoke last week with Alexandra Givens of the Center for Democracy and Technology. Her organization serves on Twitter's Trust and Safety Council. And she was really worried about Elon Musk's decision to lay off Twitter's entire human rights team. Here's what she said.
The company was trying. There were important moments where they took a stand to defend the rights of users to spread important messages online and to push back on instances of government repression or authoritarian efforts.
So, Yoel, what do you think the future of Twitter for people who advocate for human rights, for people who push back against government impression, is likely to be?
One of the most important uses of Twitter over the years has been the use of speaking truth to power through the platform. And enabling that use safely requires constant investment by a lot of people. Twitter is known in the industry for being a company that has regularly gone to court to defend the privacy of its users. If you are a human rights activist in a country that is hostile to activism, or an embedded journalist, or a queer person in a country where that's illegal, your very ability to participate as your true self online is contingent on being able to not share some parts of your true self, not just publicly, but also with a company like Twitter. I truly hope that that practice doesn't go away under Mr. Musk.
Well, except the people who would do that have, for the most part, been laid off, right?
And I think that's the real risk. You can't do this work with a skeleton crew.
And so what does that mean for the human rights advocates, the free speech activists?
I think people need to very thoughtfully and carefully weigh the costs and benefits of using Twitter, given their personal security situation. And that's a terrifying prospect to have to come to terms with, especially for many people who have spent the better part of a decade building a platform and an audience and a community on Twitter.
So you left Twitter pretty abruptly, and you did not sign a non-disclosure agreement. Other execs who left in the earlier days did sign NDAs. And I'm curious, if those people could talk, what do you think they'd be saying right now?
One of the defining traits of Twitter was a culture of care and of empathy. And many of the people I spoke with were personally and professionally heartbroken about the fact that that culture might be going away. Above all else, I think the people who choose to work at Twitter generally didn't choose to work at the company because it was the easiest job or the best paid job. They chose to work there because they believed in the impact that Twitter could have in the world. Twitter is one of the most consequential communication platforms in existence. And what happens on Twitter can move markets, can change elections, and it can impact the safety of millions of people around the world. And more than anything else, people are worried about what will happen given Twitter's importance in the world if there isn't a team left to do that type of work.
You describe your former colleagues as being heartbroken, and you very dispassionately kind of described what the consequences might be of this transition that Twitter is in. As dispassionate as you are in describing this, is it tough for you to watch what's happening right now?
It is. I'm heartbroken and devastated by what I see happening at the company and what I see happening to decades of investment by professionals into building the service into what it is. But I think we need to have two parallel conversations. We can be upset and concerned about what's happening at Twitter specifically, but we would be remiss if we only had that conversation. We should think about what the trade-offs here are. Trying to strike a balance between three factors that are often in enormous tension with each other. And those are safety, speech, and privacy. And the work of trying to find the right equilibrium there is difficult, if not completely impossible, and yet you still have to do it.
Yoel Roth, former head of trust and safety at Twitter, thank you for talking to us and good luck in your next chapter.
Thanks so much for having me.